My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss the relationship between Davin and his scammer, Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
When she's with me, she's on the clock, but the boss isn't overlooking her, so she's having fun.
Right.
She's enjoying herself, maybe falling for me, but certainly not under the pressure, at least yet, to get the payoff. They certainly invested a lot of time in me.
They surely have. I mean, I just wonder if, I mean, because it seems like the men, the chat has said a couple of interesting things. You know, they're underlining the fact that, you know, she would not be considered worthy at being a single woman with a child in Africa. So you're right. You probably are, like, the sweetest guy talking to her.
Listen,
and being supportive.
If you're an undoable woman, I'm your best option. I think that's what we've learned here. Like, if nobody will touch you, you need to come to me and my fabulous penis.
Thank God for Mr. Helix.
Yes. You're one schmuck away. he dies. We expect you over promptly. You better hope he outlives you.
I'm hoping. I'm going to pump him full of vitamins tonight.
So he can pump you full of vitamins later on.
All right.
Yeah.
Poor Mr. Helix.
Really? Yes, he has to pump you. Poor Mr. Helix.
Yes, poor bastard. You have no idea. But
watch out for the cottage cheese. All right, I'll overlook your scrotum.
Deal.
I don't like when you use your scrotum as a blindfold.
What is going on in the chat here? They're talking about getting busy this time of night.
What?
Helping a lady. Okay. Well, you know what? Joe is enmeshed in this conversation with Strawberry, and she said, what a shame.
It's nice that Joe participates in the show when he's not here. Yet when he's here around this time, he's nodding off.
No, he's good.
We got to poke him.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden, the Strawberry said, she's, what a shame I'm getting busy this time of night, especially tonight. And Joe's like, what kind of busy? And she says, helping a lady. And he's like, ah, gotcha.
That's the best type of busy.
Yeah. Tell us more, Strawberry.
Does she need my penis?
Yes, I think she does.
Is she untouchable?
She needs Dr. Feelgood.
All right, so there's got to be somebody who's helping a victim. And
yeah.
But you know what? Again, Strawberry, little time management skills, my dear. You know what? Your victim can wait the show 25 more minutes tops.
Yeah, really?
You know what? What are the chances she's going to end it all now? Tell her to tune in the show. That's where you're failing.
Joe says, shut up, you dumbbell.
For what?
I don't know which one. I don't know.
Why is he telling us to shut up?
I don't know.
Oh. Joe, if you want to call in and tell me to shut up, feel free. 845-986-8804. You can call in and tell me to shut up in person like
he
you're here.
He doesn't want to waste his minutes to tell you to shut up. He can do it in person next week.
waste his minutes? What, does he have a calling card in Africa?
You never know. I think it's interesting that this person has spent so much time talking to you. I mean, even with that end game in mind, it's still an awful lot.
We've spent hours with each other.
More than you'd think.
I've been very honest that a relationship of some sort has formed.
Yeah.
Two people in a relationship based on bullshit who have two opposite jobs to do. Her job is to scam me, as Joe likes to point out.
Yes.
Our job is to prolong her misery and make good radio.
Yes. But, you know, it is something that they've said in the chat before. The anti-scamming people that come and spend time with us have said, you know, they do spend an enormous amount of time with their marks or their clients or whatever you want to call them. And that's what she's doing with you.
Right.
She's spending so much time.
But then I'm doing my job because it means she's not scamming other people. That's the whole purpose.
Exactly.
That's the whole purpose.
You are taking up her time.
Exactly. But still, I mean, I got to feel that something else is going on. I feel like something else is going on. I completely know this is a scam. I haven't forgotten it.
I know
there's guys pulling the strings.
Yes.
Talking to this person who I've been talking to for a while, who's playing the part of Belinda.
Right.
Maybe that's when they changed names, when they went from Agnes to Belinda. Maybe that's when it was.
Maybe that's when they changed people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's when I got sold. I think there's something more going on. It could just be light, because as Joe says, you know, I'm the most entertaining part of the day.
Yeah.
It could be something else. I don't know.
I really actually hope that it's that you're entertaining and that you've actually been kind. But not that she's actually falling in love with you, because I would feel a little bad about that. Like,
would you?
That's
she's still trying to scam me.
She is trying to scam you, but it's just like, none of this is clear cut. None of this is just one dimensional. There, you know, it's complicated by the fact that
that's our Facebook relationship status.
It's complicated.
You have no idea.
Well, Strawberry's pointing out that scammers can scam more than one person at a time. Yes, she's probably scamming other people at the same time.
No,
she's
no, but here's
Gavin.
The deal, Strawberry. We spend hours talking to each other. And, you know, you can get, when they're scamming, because they'll talk to a couple people at once.
Yes.
And we've caught them in that.
And EMS just said that.
Yeah. But you can catch them when they do that, because they're not that good at it.
Well, and they get a little distracted.
Yeah.
Like I just did before. I was like, yeah.
And there's been times where I'm like, hey, where'd you go? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, oh, bad service. Really?
Really? You were chatting with somebody else who all of a sudden became more important.
I've called them on that.
Yeah, I know.
I do not baby my scammers.
No.
I treat my scammers like I would a Western Union person trying to tell me how they fight fraud.
I know. It's like nobody's getting away with it with you.
But the thing is, the mind game must continue.
Yeah.
It is my job to mind screw them.
Yes.
The way they would hope to mind screw me.
Yeah.
Because they believe I am mind screwed.
Absolutely.
They believe I am totally giving up my whole life.
Yeah.
For this chick, trying to quit the drinking and whatever else I'm doing and the porn and whatever else I'm into for her.
Yeah, but you're still a pretty, you're a fish on the line that's still fighting.
Because I've told her bit by bit in the recent months that I'm getting more educated.
Yeah.
But I know about all this stuff going on, but not you, sweet Belinda.
Right.
No, you're my angel. I'll grill you about your friend Mavis Mills, Dick Eldorado / Joe Curry's gal.
But you wouldn't do that to me.
You would, no. You and me, we're going to beat the odds, sweetie.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.